I saw it go from a wonderfully clear river full of native fish to this brown stained river you see before us today, with an underwater environment that would frighten us all if we saw it on land.
This muddy river has been stirred up by carp. They're one of Australia's worst aquatic pests, and they're making their way upstream. I'm out at Scottsdale Reserve. It's a property about 75 kilometres south of Canberra, on the banks of the Upper Murrumbidgee River. Peter Saunders is from Bush Heritage Australia. He's teamed up with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries for this three-year project. They're tagging and studying these carp. All they need to do it is a tinny with a bit of electric charge.
Well, right in front of us here at the moment is the electrofishing boat, one of the few boats you see in the world which has dangerous high voltage written all over the side of it. And it goes up and down the banks, specifically putting an electronic charge into the river. And that stuns the fish which come up to the surface, which are then netted and caught in a tank. They're measured, weighed. The carp that we're collecting, we're keeping here in a tank. And then we're going to use them as part of our age study to develop a population picture.
Carp are having a devastating effect on the native fish populations in the river. They muddy the water, compete for food, and they also rip up plant life. Steve Samuels has been fishing here since the early 1970s.
You would often see Macquarie perch swimming around in the pools. You would catch them if you targeted them. Yeah, it's very, very concerning, and it is very, very sad because we're losing species that are, you know, do belong to the environment.
So right now we're in the boat and we're heading up the Upper Murrumbidgee River. It's a beautiful clear day, the sky is blue, the air is crisp. We're surrounded on either side by cypress trees, tea tree, willows, and to our left there is the electro boat with the booms off the front of it. The boat is aptly named Lord Voldemort. It's a nice touch. So Prue, you've caught some carp by the looks of it.
I have, yeah, I've got one adult carp.
He's essentially just been stunned now.
He has, that's right.
That's Prue McGuffey. She's the Senior Fisheries Technician with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industries.
Okay, so what we're doing here is electrofishing. We're pulling into the banks and we've got anodes that are out on big booms heading into the bank that look like big chandeliers without all the lights. They'll actually put the current into the water and that will give the fish an involuntary muscle contraction and bring the fish to the surface. Now we're going to net the fish and put it around in the live well where it can recover. So this doesn't actually kill the fish, it's just like putting them to sleep. So then we can collect data like length and weight. 3.5 kilos.
We're back on the riverbank now and the time has come to dissect some of these carp. It's a bit of a messy job.
So I've pulled the carp out of an ice slurry. So that's used to dispatch of the fish in an ethical way. And now I'm just going to cut into his throat. So I'm going for his otoliths, which are the ear bones in fish. This carp is 460 millimetres. So I'm just getting his gills out of the way now. Just going to break his neck.
Lucky I wore a white jumper.
Now I've got everyone covered in blood, but that's all part of the experience.
Okay, so I've got one here. Okay.
It's the otolith. It's a milky white bony structure. So that's got like a tree. It's each year the fish puts down a new growth on it and we can use it to age the fish. So that'll be sent away. And this tells us the population structure. So we'll know what years were good years when there were lots of carp spawned that actually recruited into the population. And we also can find out how old the oldest fish are and what size the condition of the fish compared to how old they are as well. Sam, can we get the tweezers out of the DNA?
That was tiny. It was a bit like finding a needle in a haystack.
It is, yes, definitely. They're not very big and you've got to break into the bone at the back of the skull and it's quite, there's a lot of blood and guts in there too.
If you were worried at all that the carp that gets collected goes to waste, don't be. Local farmer Lawrence Koenig has come along today and he's going to be taking all the dead carp away to spread over his pastures.
Today's carp will go in a 1,000-litre tank with water and over about 2 or 3 months it'll fall apart. The meaty skin bones fall to the bottom and up the top you've got a really nice, smelly, delicious, for the soil that is, brew.